Mr. Williams?
No, no, Mr. Lynch, I don't care for nuts.
Okay with me, you don't eat any. I have more for myself. Now, what'd you come to see me about, Mr. Williams?
I'd like to do business with you.
You know what business I'm in?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, don't be too sure, if you know what I mean.
I know your reputation, Mr. Lynch, and I've made thorough inquiries to make sure that you were the man I want.
Made inquiries, huh?
Yeah.
You must want me awful bad. It's dangerous to ask questions around here. Especially about me.
I do want something. And badly.
Not a very smart thing to say, Mr. Williams. The more you want it, the higher the price.
Well, I'll pay anything within reason.
I've been known to be reasonable, but I always get what I want. If you know what I mean. Now, what can I do for you?
I have an Aunt Sarah, a very rich old woman, and she's about to die.
Uh-huh.
If she dies the way I think she's going to die, I want you to say that I was with you at the time of her death.
It'll cost you $1,000.
No, that's all right.
Okay, when your aunt kicks off, I'll say you were right here with me when she croaked.
Good.
Personally, I don't care where you'll actually be, but why do you want the alibi, Mr. Williams?
Why do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I think if I don't alibi for you, you'll go to the chair for murder.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Hello, is Miss Mary Wesley there?
Yes, speaking.
Miss Wesley, this is Sarah Williams.
Who?
Sarah Williams.
Oh?
You don't know me, and I only know of you, but I need your help.
My help?
Well, in a way, I really want Boston Blackie, but I haven't been able to reach him at his apartment, and I thought you might know where he is.
Well, as a matter of fact, he's on his way over here.
Oh, wonderful. I have to see him right away. It's urgent, Miss Wesley. My life's in danger, and only Boston Blackie can help me.
What you ought to do is call the police.
Oh, no, I can't. There are too many things I don't dare tell them. Please, Miss Wesley, tell Boston Blackie to come here right away. The address is 18 Elm Street.
18 Elm Street. All right, I'll tell him.
Thank you. How soon will he be here?
Well, I'll meet him down in the lobby, and we'll come right out. We'll be there in half an hour at the latest.
Oh, make it sooner if you can.
But we'll try. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and hurry. Oh, thank heavens.
Well, we hurried, Mary, but obviously not fast enough.
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference, Blackie, from the look of things. She was shot just after she hung up the phone. And the killer dropped the gun in her hand afterward.
Uh-huh. Well, we might as well keep on looking around for clues until Faraday gets here. And that should be any minute now.
Yeah.
When I phoned, he said he was leaving right away.
Someone wanted to make Mrs. Williams' death look like suicide, Blackie.
And did a pretty good job of it, too. Mrs. Williams was shot from close range. That means she was killed by someone she knew and probably trusted.
Well, she said on the phone that she was afraid, but she didn't say whom she was afraid of.
Too bad she didn't.
Yeah.
Well, as I see it, the killer could have come up behind her and shot her just as she hung up the telephone
Aunt
after...
Sarah.
Uh-oh.
Aunt Sarah?
Sounds as if we have company.
Aunt Sarah, I wonder if you could do me...
Hello?
Oh, who are you?
I'm Mary Wesley, and this is Boston Blackie.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Sue Williams, Aunt Sarah's niece. Oh, what's happened, Aunt Sarah? Aunt Sarah, what...
She's dead, Miss Williams.
Dead?
Yes, murdered.